שלום, אנחנו לומדים בזוהר לעם.
Hello, we are reading in Zohar La'am, in the fifth volume article, The Ascent of the Prayer.
The article is long, it's 12 pages I saw, and I just saw. It's better to not go through it at once, but ask questions on the way, but related to the text directly and not as something that is aside. But if you have things that are related, then, you know, keep it and ask it.
So we're reading the ascent of the prayer in the Zohar. In Hebrew, it's page 287. The ascent of the prayer, item 181 in the Zohar. And he said unto me, You are my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified. This concerns the prayer that one should pray before the Creator, which is one great work, more honored than the work of his master. There is the work of the Creator that is in the work of the body, meaning the mitzvot that depend on and act. And there is the work of the Creator that is more internal work, which is the most important, meaning mitzvot that depend on speech and on the will of the heart.
We have two things that it turns out from here. Two actions, that is. One action to clarify the lack and raise it to the Creator as a prayer and receive strength. And by the light that reforms, that is, to already make the action, where we can already make some action of bestowing in order to bestow, or even receiving in order to bestow. So two actions, raising the prayer, and after we receive the force from above, we make the action, meaning the action with an intention to bestow. It's also not an action with our hands. Action means that we can use the screen with returning light and screen and so forth.
Item 122. There are 12 organs in the body that stand in the work of the body. These are the two hands, the two legs, in each of which are three joints. And four times three are 12.
The body means the kli, the will to receive, the potsuf.
These are the organs of the body, the work of the Creator, the mitzvot that depend on and act, is in them. Since the work of the Creator is in two b'chinot, discernments. One, the external organs of the body, these are the 12 organs in the hands and the legs. Two, 12 other internal organs in the insides of the body are the brain, heart, liver, mouth, tongue, five lobes of the lungs, and two kidneys. These are corrections within the body in which to establish the correction of Ruach, spirit, which is the glorified inner work of the Creator, meaning mitzvot that depend on the speech, such as praying, blessings, and giving thanks.
Meaning that the two forms of work, prayer and action, so prayer is more important as it leads to the action.
123. A man's prayer is the work of the Ruach, spirit, work from Bechina Bet, the second discernment, which depends on the speech. It is in high secrets, and people do not know that a man's prayer breaches ears and breaches firmaments, opens doors, and rises up.
When we are on a certain degree, we are unaware that our request, our deficiency, rises through all the degrees of Ein Sof. infinity. And from there, we actually receive an answer.
124. When the morning light rises and the light departs from the darkness, a herald walks through all the firmaments and calls, "Set yourself up, rulers of the doors, rulers of the palaces, each on his watch. Since those who govern during the day are not those who govern at night. When the night comes, the rulers of the day depart, and other rulers which govern in the night are appointed. They replace one another." 125. It is written, "The great light for the governance of the day, and the lesser light for the governance of the night. The governance of the day and the governance of the night are appointed rulers in the day and appointed rulers in the night." 126. When the night arrives, a herald comes out. "Set yourself up, rulers of the night, each on his watch." And when the day rises, a herald comes out. "Set yourself up, rulers of the day, each on his watch." And when the herald announces, each is appointed his place. At that time, divinity rushes and comes down, and Israel come into the house of assembly to praise their master. They begin with songs and praises.
So here he tells us about the process or the mechanism that operates us. It prepares itself so as to prepare us for prayer, for awakening, using the lack that it sends us.
127. Once a man has set himself up in the work of actions, meaning the first discernment in the correction of mitzvah and kedusha, which are tzitzit and tefillin, he should unite his heart in the correction of the inner work of his master, the second discernment, and place his heart and will on that work of those words in the praises, since the speech ascends. 128. Those appointees who stand in the air are appointed to the four directions of the world. One appointee is appointed to the east. He stands in the air on that side, and his name is Gzardia. There are 12 other appointed ministers with him, awaiting the saying of the prayer, which rises in the air on that side, and that appointee takes it.
Certainly, it's not that we arrange all these things. It's like we're like a baby that cries. And if it's an older person, then it's a different relation, right? So from below, we just need to prepare ourselves with the right deficiency to the extent that we're capable in our degree.
129. If it is a worthy speech, all those ministers kiss that speech and rise with it to the air of the firmament above, where there are other appointed ministers. When they kiss that speech, they start and say, "Happy are you, Israel, for you know how to crown your master with holy crowns. Happy is the mouth from which the words of his crown has come out."
Because only below, the person in this world, specifically, who belongs to Israel, meaning to Yeshayahu, straight to the Creator, who raises his deficiency to the Creator, wanting connection and adhesion, he operates all that system. Otherwise, it's on standby. It's inactive. And so on the one hand, it's just a little creature. On the other hand, he operates the system.
130. At that time, the letters that stand in the air in the holy name of 12 letters fly, and this name governs the air. This is the name in which Elijah would fly when he went up to heaven. Obadiah said to Elijah, and the Spirit of the Lord shall carry you, since Elijah would fly in the air in that name, and this is the name that rules in the air.
There are many names, terms for the light. The light of Avak is called Avir. Okay, in the meantime, that's the...
All those names, all those letters, sorry, fly and rise along with that word. And that appointee in whose hands are the keys to the air, as well as all the other appointees, rise with her up to the firmament. There it is given into the hand of another appointee to raise it up. This is so because after the sewing off, the Ranpin was established as entirely Chasadim on the right line, and Malchut as all Gvuot on the left line. Hence, they are disputed as in the two lines, right and left of Bina, until the Ranpin ascends in the middle line and establishes peace between them, uniting them with each other. So the Ranpin and Malchut, which are also two lines, right and left, need a middle line to establish peace between them and unite them with each other. Through the man that the righteous raise by their prayer, as they are from this world, they carry the Masach of Chirik of the middle line, which causes the left line to unite with the right, and the Nukva to unite with the Ranpin. It was said that in that order of praises that Israel say below, Malchut adorns herself and corrects in her corrections as a woman adorns herself before her husband. This is because the prayer becomes man and middle line, establishing peace and uniting Malchut with Zeranpin, her husband. For as Yesod above is the middle line, establishing peace and uniting the Creator with His divinity, the prayer that one raises corrects the middle line and establishes peace between the Creator and His divinity to unite them in one unification. This is why man is called peace, like Yesod above. Moreover, the peace of below precedes the peace of above, Yesod, since the awakening below precedes the awakening of above, since there is no awakening above before the awakening toward it rises from the lower ones.
So we have two lines, and below them we can unify them, and accordingly, as we unify them below, they are unified above, enabling the Creator's revelation. Yeah.
Words of prayer are parts of a man's soul, his actual soul that is clothed in the body, as it is written, "My soul went out when he spoke." Accordingly, we should be wondering, for since the prayer is man's soul in this world, Vak of Nefesh from Malchut of Malchut in the Malchut of the world of Asiya,
what we learned in the article, Man's Connection to the Sefirot.
How can it rise through all the degrees in the three worlds, Bia, and reach Malchut of Atzilut, serving there as a man and middle line, uniting it with the Ranpin of Atzilut?
Because we have to rise through all the words of Bia.
After all, it is known that no degree can rise above its level, and all the more so, such a great leap from the bottom of all the degrees through the world of Atzilut.
That's the main thing. That it's the whole broken place that doesn't exist in, that is not in Dvekut. Dvekut is only from the world of Atzilut and higher, and here The worlds of Biah are considered the worlds of separation. So, how is it possible through these degrees of separation that the deficiency will ascend? Yeah?
It was said that a man's prayer breaches airs and breaches firmaments, opens doors, and rises up. First, we should understand what are airs, firmaments, and doors, and how they open.
Meaning, what engine we have here so that it raises our prayer. I can awaken who's ever on my degree, some system, but not above me. Above me is, I've got no approach to it. It's a different deficiencies. It's I'm incapable of working there. How can it be that I yell here below about my little ignoble deficiency? To me, it's a great deep scrutiny, but with respect to the upper degrees, it's nothing. So how could it be that my deficiency is still taken and then elevated throughout the height of the ladder? How can it be? That's a question.
The thing is that through Malchut's ascent to Bina at the point of Cholam, the ten sefirot in all the degrees break into two. The Keter and Chochmah in the ten sefirot of each degree remain in the degree. And Bina and Tum in the ten sefirot of each degree fall to the degree below it. This is so because Malchut that rose to Bina made a new Siyum end there in the degree due to the Tzimtzum restriction on the Malchut from receiving light. And since Bina and Tum are below that new Siyum of the degree, they are regarded as a degree below it. Afterwards, through man that the lower ones raise, illumination spreads from Zivug Absag of Ak, and this illumination brings out the Malchut from the place of Bina, returning it to its place as before, at the Siyum of the ten sefirot of each degree. Then, the fallen Bina and Tum of Tiferet and Malchut of each degree rise to their level as prior to their fall. Since the new Siyum that it was in the place of Bina has already been cancelled, it follows that all the degrees were completed in ten complete Sefirot as before. However, although the Malchut, the new Siyum that was made in each degree due to her ascent to Bina, descends to her place at the Siyum of the Ten Sefirot once more, the new Siyum that she made is still not completely cancelled from the place of Bina. Therefore, Bina and Tum do not join in their degree when they are below the new Siyum, but need to go above the new Siyum, where they become the left line to Keter and Chochmah, which are the right line that never fell from the degree.
So there is something here that exists on the degree, and it can go down and descend and then ascend again. And that's how it is on each and every degree. It's like a piston. And then by these ups and downs, we can move from one level to another everything we want. So the Achap descends, gathers deficiency, and rises. And then it works up its way to a point where it can be worked with. And so with these changing sort of elevators, we can rise all the way to infinity.
Therefore, the new Siyum, which remains consistent and existing in each degree, even after the descent of Malchut from there, is called a firmament. And those Bina and Tum, Tiferet and Malchut, that fell from each degree during the ascent of Malchut to Bina, and returned and rose to their degree after the descent of Malchut to her place, are called air, or ruach, wind or spirit. This is so because each lower degree is regarded as the level of vak, which is considered ruach, wind, with respect to the degree above it.
I don't feel that we are sufficiently connecting. You're listening more to the words and to the technicality and not connection, and that's not good. We need more connection, and to the extent that we have connection, we can also listen to the article again.
This is so because each lower degree is considered as the level of Vak, which is called Ruach with respect to the degree above it. Accordingly, Bina and Tum that fell from each degree to the degree below it became the level of Ruach by that, like the lower degree to which they fell. And after the descent of Malchut from the place of Bina, it is considered that the Ruach, or the wind, the air, Bina and Tum that were below the firmament have now risen and rose above the firmament, where they become the left line. It has also been clarified that while Bina and Tum ascend and rise to their degree from the firmament and above, they take with them the lower degree that clothed them while they were fallen in her, and raise her also above the firmament. It is so because Bina and Tum of the upper one that were equalized with the lower one during the fall, no longer part from them during the ascent as well. Thus, by Malchut's ascent to Bina, an opening is made for the lower degree, so it can rise to the upper one. As a result, later, during Malchut's descent from Bina, each lower degree will be able to rise to the upper one with Bina and Tum of the upper one, which were fallen and clothed in her. Thus, because of Malchut's ascent to the place of Bina and her return to her place during the illumination of Absag, three discernments were made in each degree. 1. Heirs, which are Bina and Tum of each degree that fell into the lower one. 2. Firmaments, which are the new Siyum that was made in each degree due to the ascent of Malchut to Bina, which is never cancelled and is fixed and existing even after the descent of Malchut from Bina. 3. Doors or openings, which are a renewal of the opening for the lower degree that was made in each degree with the ascent of Malchut to her Bina. Were it not for that, it would be impossible for a lower degree to ever rise to its superior, since a degree cannot rise above its level whatsoever. The breaching of the heirs does not mean that the heir was broken, but rather the boundary over the heir, Bina and Tum of the upper one, which was made out of Malchut's ascent to the place of Bina, was broken through Malchut's descent from there to her place. It is so because then the heir rises above the firmament and obtains gar there. At that time, the breaching of the firmament was also made, since the firmament, the boundary from the new Siyum, which repelled Bina and Tum, the air, into a lower degree, and detained them from returning to their degree, was breached by Malchut's descent to her place, and no longer detains Bina and Tum from rising and connecting to their degree. At that time, the opening of the doors was made for the lower degree, because through Malchus descent to her place, and the breaching of the firmament, Bina and Tum rise to their degree above the firmament, receiving the lower degree with them. It follows that a door was opened for the lower degree to rise to the upper one.
So far, is it clear? We've learned it. It's the usual work of a chap that descends, taking Galgal Ta'anayim with it, and his lacks, and take the lack of the lower one and raises it higher. Obviously, we're not talking about the vessels themselves, but only the deficiencies there that are communicated. It's like when you think of transistors and wires and that are not, you know, moving from one place to another, but they communicate, they transmit what they've got to the next unit in the network, in line. So same thing here, nothing goes up or down, but it refers to the transmission of the deficiencies from below upwards. And surely all of that is made by man. Meaning what he does above, whether he's aware of it or not, is not so important. What's important is that he awakens the deficiency below. Such a deficiency that can operate, activate the upper mechanism, and then it happens. And this is the main thing. Raising the prayer, well, what happens there is that we learn that as a remedy. How the mechanism works, it'll work anyway. It's in order to show us how, even though our lack is very little, it still activates the whole system and makes it work. All right, yes. Who was there? Yes, come on.
The prayer has to be in words, or it's enough to imagine?
The prayer is a deficiency. A deficiency. You can dance it out.
And the second question, how can we get or connect the deficiency and praises, if I understood the text?
I'll ask, how is it possible to raise a deficiency otherwise, without praise? Because if it's a deficiency without praise, it's incorrect. What should be the deficiency?
A deficiency so that the friends will be connected, let's say.
To bring contentment. So, how can it come without praising him? You can't raise the deficiency to someone that you're not appreciative of. So, first, there needs to be some preparation where a person has to prepare himself. Where is he going to pray? It needs to be big, it needs to be for the answering of the prayer and so forth. Only after he has this preparation, then, according to the greatness of the Creator in his eyes, he can raise this deficiency. And it's only to make the Creator greater in his eyes. Other than that, nothing can change in reality, because all the troubles, all the challenges, even personal problems one feels, it's only coming from the lack of greatness of the Creator in his eyes. And so we know it from ourselves. If the Creator is great for us, we don't care about anything, we're joyful, and we're certain that everything's great. Even our ego comes down on behalf of the will to receive, and on behalf of the will to bestow, even more. Because then I'm capable, based on His greatness in my eyes, to want to bestow to Him. Meaning any direction, some direction towards the greatness of the Creator has to be there. Without it, prayer cannot begin. We also begin all our prayers from Blessed Are You. So the prayers are also not about our personal deficiencies. Rather, the prayers are that we want to raise the Creator in our eyes from a point where He's in some insufficient and inadequate form and disrespected form. And we have to scrutinize the situation. I have to prepare myself to have the right deficiency, that I only pray for His name. That it'll be so great in my eyes that I'll want to annul myself and do everything lishma.
So, anything less than that is just a preparation for the prayer. Anyone else? Yes?
This system is always at work, right?
It is in standby. It is ready, in a still state, a ready state. That is, it has nefesh ruach, let's say, it has the minimal katnut, infancy or smallness. It doesn't need more than that for herself. It doesn't need anything, because it is just waiting for whatever man will want. It starts moving only out of a deficiency from below.
Well, the deficiency depends on the whole ten, yeah?
Yes, less than a 10, the system doesn't even feel it, doesn't feel anything. Because, how can it be less than a pertsuf? It's not a unit. It's not one. One means 10.
Is there, well, once the system is not working, it's kind of a block, right? There's no no flow, no deficiency from below.
Well, we'll talk about that block or blockage later on.
Because there's a question here, really, what is the block and how does it happen? But let's start from the beginning. How does the 10 start kind of, operating that spiral so that the deficiency is working?
You're asking about the work of preparation, right? Here we're not talking about the preparation. Here we're talking about it when the 10 already has connection, when they have minimal arvut, and they can connect themselves together into a single task. And in that task, each one comes out of himself towards the others, because they feel the others. They can check here, practically, to the point, whether they are coming out of themselves or not. And to the extent that they truly come out of themselves and are capable of working each one outside of himself, so that each one, by working on the friends, he neutralizes them from their ego necessarily, because by thinking about one another, they do not allow each one to even think about himself. In that way, they obligate everyone to think only about mutual bestow. And then, out of that, their deficiency becomes as one, which means no one for himself, rather each one towards the others. And then what comes out of their combination is that they start to feel a common deficiency that also doesn't belong to any of them. Rather, it ends up a deficiency towards the upper one. And this causes the ascent of the prayer. So that this deficiency no longer belongs to their level, they themselves don't want anything. Rather, they want the internality of their connection. The internality of their connection is the Creator. And who is the Creator? It's Ahav of the Upper One. And when they do it this way, they connect to the Ahav of the Upper One, they discover it being fallen inside of them, and it starts then elevating them in such a way, in that case.
Now, during the reading, there was some kind of a transition of states. You go deeper into the text, then you know, all kinds of thoughts about myself, all kinds of things.
You're talking about what we read now?
Yes. Then you kind of think more about the 10, then leave it more. And how does the click happen? How does the 10 reach that click?
I have no answer to that. Each and every moment, it could be in the worst possible state.
What's the word state?
No, when you say, this is not for me, I'm going home, I'm done with this. That could happen as well. And even in that, it might happen that you receive the answer for the prayer. From above, they give you all kinds of states. Most important is that from below, we go over all of them by connecting as much as possible. Catch the guy next to you by the hand. Maybe out of that you'll start feeling that you have some connection to the 10, that other than that you have no connection. Truly so. You see there? Amit is already grabbing him. Or maybe he's not allowing him to fall. I don't know. Maybe he's thinking about himself so that he will not fall. That's how it is. Yes. These things are Baal Shem Tov, the story about him. We need to get used to go through states. Well, that you can't get used to it, because every next state is a much deeper fall, a higher disconnection. I'm saying higher because it truly comes as an ascent, but we call it a descent. And such disconnections where a person sees that it's impossible. Whatever I learned even 10 years ago, now I'm incapable of feeling it, seeing it, understanding it. You know it a little bit already. That's it. Yes? Dudi?
Rossi from Croatia is asking, how can it be that one prays for 10?
This is my group. And each one with respect to the group is all this Malchut as well as Ketel. And so this is how it must be for us, because if everyone depends on me, then I have to pray for everyone. What do you mean? In a group, well, wholeness means a 10. 9 is already not wholeness. Therefore, we have no choice. Well, should we continue?
Is a prayer only through the Ahab?
A prayer is a deficiency which is captured above. If it's not captured above, it's not a prayer. So, I have to be in such a deficiency down below that the Ahab of the Upper One will be able to take care of me, that I will be able to awaken it. That's it.
So, what's the connection then between the Ahab and the prayer?
the hop of the upper one?
No, we said that you take the hop of the lower one and you raise it to the upper one.
Wait a minute, who am I in this case?
The lower one, the one who prays.
If I'm the lower one, then I have to connect myself with the hop of the upper one.
So where does the prayer emerge from?
Well, the hop of the upper one is cancelled. It cancels itself. His vessels of reception are cancelled, so they're fallen inside of me. I have to also annul myself on my level in my vessels of bestowal, just like the upper one is annulled in his vessels of reception. And then we can connect. From the side of the upper one, it's harder because he has to annul his vessels of reception. On my behalf, it is the vessels of bestowal. That's enough. So I just have to give myself to the upper one, like that, like a baby in the hands of his mother. That's enough. It's enough for me so that I will obligate him to do the work, to take me on his hands and raise me.
What is this action on behalf of the lower one to express the vessels of bestowal? What is it in practice?
It's what we learn in the group, that I am annulled in my vessels towards the group. I'm willing to bestow to them if I'll get the strength to do it. But I don't even calculate that. For the time being, even without calculation, what vessels, if I will receive them, what lights should I receive so that I will, when I bestow to them, I don't do that calculation.
The lower one knows that he is in prayer.
Our whole work is prayer. Our whole work is about how to awaken the upper one so that he'll take care of us.
Yeah, the question is whether he's aware that he's in prayer or it happens as part of the whole path. You're always in prayer.
I don't understand you, because a person must always understand that he's in a prayer. A prayer means that he is constantly connected to the upper one, and his correct deficiency awakens the upper one to take care of him. So what do you mean? Is he in a prayer or not there? He awakens him more or he awakens him less. But always, whatever is in me is felt in the upper one. However, it depends on how much is it felt. It might be felt in the upper one when he is hiding himself, concealing himself from me even more. Maybe the other way around. He opens himself up more. And it all depends on my deficiency. And my deficiency depends on how I work with the ten. That is, through my connection with the ten, if I do that already, I can know what kind of connection I have with the upper one.
How does it manifest, your connection with the ten and with the upper one?
As much as I take the deficiency from the ten, and I'm ready, willing to raise it to the upper one. If I truly do that, then I'm connected with the upper one. Well, are we going to continue or are we going to switch to the next article? Yes?
More questions from the world. Please, Igor from Kharkov says, I don't have the power to turn to the Creator. Is it the Ten's problem?
We have all kinds of situations. Sometimes we cry out to the Creator. Sometimes we can't even think of Him. So this is how it is. In each case, every time we turn to the Creator, it can happen only on the condition that I determine my relations within the ten. If I did not determine it, if it's not clear to me what kind of connection I have in the ten, then I have no incentive to turn to the Creator. What for? Why? I don't turn to Him. He doesn't listen. I am just lying to myself. I need to turn to the Creator on the condition that I connect myself with the Ten and in the center of the Ten. After I fulfill all the necessary conditions, then I find a connection with the Creator. Before that, it's just a lie. All right. What?
Maybe I'm wrong, but in the beginning I heard you saying that prayer can be also when a person feels that he's far, that he wants to come out and so forth.
That's true.
So how could it be on the other hand that he has to meet all the conditions? It's either this or that. These are two opposites.
Well, there are many prayers. There are such prayers that a person makes not by connecting with the environment, but out of not being able to connect with the environment. That too. But that too should be a prayer where you're not able to connect with the environment. So you know that you're not connected with them. After you checked your connections and you see that there's nothing.
So you haven't met the conditions. You see that you don't meet the conditions.
Well, you kept them in a negative way. What? I checked myself and I see that I'm not connected with any friend, that I don't care about the group, I don't care about the connection in it or our vote or any of this. I checked myself deeply and I saw that it is the opposite. So do I have something to pray about or not?
No.
Well. So I checked everything. Let's say that I would have discovered that I'm connected with them and I'm ready for them to do everything. I'm totally devoted and I press them to be connected and I want to keep this connection and our vote for everyone and through everyone to bestow to the Creator and get the deficiency from all of them and ask over it, over the society and everything, right? And then I have a prayer. And let's give another example. They also checked all of these conditions deeply, and I see they have nothing, right? I don't care about anything, I'm completely blocked, and I don't give a hoot about anyone, not the Creator, not the group, anything. I also have a prayer. Why not? It's a deficiency, right? Or not? But not a deficiency to help them. Rather, a deficiency that save me, see what kind of situation I'm in. What did you bring me to? That I don't anything, not you, not them, not the work, nothing. I'm just a beast. But I have some connection to that I want to be an Adam, a human, because you gave me that connection. That's called the point in the heart. Even though I'm a beast, however, I have the inclination to be an Adam. And that inclination is that spark, that point in the heart. So let me revive it. Let me overcome, get closer. That too is a prayer. It's the prayer of the poor. And it comes before all other prayers.
But I'm not connected in that state.
You're connected in the posterior. What? So there's no such thing as not being connected.
Because he said the prayer is what comes out of the tent. It doesn't come out of the tent, it comes out of me.
But you check and see that you can't bring it out of the tent. You can't come out of the tent, but you checked it, you saw it. It's not so important if it's positive or negative. What's important is that you are, well, if the connection is back-to-back or face-to-face, I don't quite distinguish between them. The difference is in whether you're crying out and demanding or you're appreciative and you're raising it. So the most important for it is to be extreme. Indifference is the problem. Whatever the Creator does is, he kind of blurs us, he puts us into this kind of fogginess. Well, are we going to move on to the next article or should we continue this? Tell me.
We think that now, after we understood what prayer is, that we'll go into the reading this Zohar article together as mutual action. And then we'll move on to Rabash.
Which article?
This one. We'll continue on this one.
Oh, sure. Good. Okay. This is why they wrote here that we have to go through other things. But fine. Okay. If there's still a desire for it, sure. Let's go.
We're on page 290 if you have the Hebrew book. This illumination, which lowers Malchut from the place of Bina and returns to her place at the Siyum of the Ten Sefirot, comes from Zivug Ab Sag of Ak, which are Chochma Bina of Ak, since the ascent of Malchut to Bina begins in Bina of Ak, and the Ten Sefirot of Chochma of Ak were not blemished at all, and Malchut is there in her place. Hence, when this Chochmah meets with Bina of Ak, Malchut is repelled from Bina's place to her place as well. And the illumination extends to Bina of Atzilut.
Bina de Ak, it means Sag, where it says that, you know, it means Sag here.
And from Bina of Ak, Malchut is repelled from Bina's place to her place as well. And the illumination extends to Bina of Atzilut, called Eke, from Bina of Ak. From Bina of Atzilut, the illumination extends to all degrees of Abia, and they lower the Malchut from Bina in them to her place. This is why it is considered that the name Eke governs the air, meaning that the name removes the boundary from the air by lowering the Malchut from Bina to her place. There are four general Pchinot, Chubtum, or Chugtum, in each world, where each Pchina comprises ten Sefirot, and through the ascent of Malchut to the Bina of each Pchina, Bina and Tum of each Pchina fell to the degree below it. Hence, there are four heirs in each world, in which the three names Eke govern. Eke in the Avil, heir of Chesed, Eke in the Avil of Gvura, and Eke in the Avil of Tiferet. In the Malchut that receives them, all of these three Eke rule her Avil together. Also, three times Eke are 12 letters, the 12-letter name that governs the air, the Avil, air. It was said at that time the letters that stand in the air, in the holy name of 12 letters, fly. Meaning in the three names Eke, the name Eke governs the Avil, to lower the Malchut from Bina to her place and return the fallen Bina and Tum, which are called Avil, to their degree above the firmament. This is the name that Elijah would fly until he rose to heaven. Through Malchut's ascent to Bina, an opening for the lower one was made, so it could rise to the upper one while the door was open at the time of Malchut's return to her place. Therefore, when Elijah wanted to fly to heaven, Malchut of each degree rose to Bina of that degree, and Bina and Tum fell to the degree below it, and a firmament had been spread between them. It follows that each degree was doubled. One, the degree of itself. Two, Bina and Tum of the upper one, which fell and clothed it.
This is called the Gadlut of the first kind, if you remember, when the Achab of the upper one that fall into the lower one, and later on they raise with the Galgal Tanaim, they rise with the Galgal Tanaim of the lower one. By that, the Galgal Tanaim of the lower one gets Gadlut, not at his account, but at the account of Galgalta, of the upper one.
This was done in each degree of Abia until Bina and Tum of Malchut of Asiya fell and went out from Malchut into this world.
This is what is important for us, that we also have in the vessels of reception in this world that are dirty and corrupted. Here too we have a Achab of the upper one.
And the Malchut of Asiya ended on her firmament, which is the new Siyum in the place of Bina. It was also doubled because Bina and Tum of Yesod of Asiya fell and clothed in her degree. Similarly, Yesod of Asiya end in his firmament. And there is also Bina and Tum of Hod of Asiya in it. Likewise, Netzach of Asiya was doubled through Bina of Atzilut. For this reason, Elijah rose and clung to Bina and Tum that fell from Malchut of Asiya into this world, and equalized with them, clothing them until they became as his degree. Then the 12-letter name acted, lowering Malchut once more from the place of Bina of Malchut of Asiya to her place at the siyum of her 10 sefirot. And Bina and Tum rising to their degree as in the beginning, above the firmament of Malchut.
However,
and since Elijah was clinging to that avil, Bina and Tum that rose, it follows that he raised Elijah with him above the firmament of Malchut because of the equivalence.
This is exactly his role, right? Until Elijah will come, it says. Until the Ahab of the Upper One falls, takes the deficiencies from us, and raises them to the Upper One. That's it. So?
And since he rose above the firmament of Malchut of Asiya, he met there the Avil of Yesod of Asiya, Bina and Tum of Yesod that fell there, and then he clung to that Avil and clothed it as it was with him on a single degree.
Baal HaSulam doesn't spare or doesn't save time. He keeps saying about each and every degree, even though it is the same thing, but he's not lazy about it.
And
afterwards, the 12-letter name acted, lowering the Malchut from Bina of Yesod of Asiya to her place at the Siyum of the 10 Sefirot of Yesod of Asiya. And then Bina and Tum, the Avir of Yesod, rose above the firmament of Yesod, and since Elijah had already clung to that Avir, it follows that Elijah rose with him above the firmament of Yesod of Asiya because of the equivalence. And because he rose above the firmament of Yesod of Asiya, he met there the Avil of Hod of Asiya, which are Bina and Tum of Hod of Asiya that fell there. At that time, he clung to that Avil and clothed it, as it was with him in the same place. For this reason, afterwards, when the 12-letter name operated and returned Malchut at the Siyum of the 10 Sefirot of Hod of Asiya, and the Avir, his Bina and Tum, returned to above the firmament of Hod of Asiya, also taking Elijah with them, who was clung to them, they raised him to the firmament of Hod of Asiya because of the equivalence. And once he was already in the firmament of Hod of Asiya, he met there the Avir of Netzach of Asiya.
So every time we have preparation from above, the problem is only to get hold of it. Once we catch it, we can enter the elevator and it starts rising.
And once he was already in the firmament of Hod of Asiya, he met there the Avil of Netzach of Asiya and clung to it. And when the 12-letter name operated and returned Malchut to her place, the Avil of Netzach rose above the firmament, raising Elijah with it too, who clung to it. Once he was already in the firmament of Netzach, he met there the Avil of Tiferet, and so on until he rose with the Avil above the firmament of Tiferet of Asiya. Likewise, that Avil of each degree raised him to the degree above it, until the end of the degrees of Asiya.
Siyu meaning above in the Keter of Asiya.
From there to Malchut of Yetzirah, and from there to all the degrees of Yetzirah and Bria, until he rose to heaven, which is Zeranpin of Atzilut. Obadiah said to Elijah, "And the Spirit of the Lord will carry you."
Why is it that, how does he write? And he rose to the heaven, which is the Ranpin of Atzilut, because Malchut of Atzilut is, that's the Aretz, the land, and the world of Briah. Everything below the Parsa, they belong, of Bia, sorry, they are the extension of Malchut. Therefore, Asiya, Yetzirah, Briah, when they rise until they reach Malchut of Atzilut, and they're included in Malchut of Atzilut, they're included in Shechinta and Divinity. And only later it starts being the heavens, which are Zeranpin. This is why Obadiah told to Elijah, "And the Spirit of the Lord will carry you," because the Spirit of the Lord, Bina and Tum of the Upper One, called Ruach or Avir, air, that fell into the degree of the Lower One, that Ruach, Spirit or Wind, truly carried him from one degree to degree, through all the details of the degrees, from the bottom of Asiya up to Atzilut. It was said that these appointees who stand in the air were appointed to the four directions of the world. To the east, one appointee was appointed standing in the air on that side. No, we shouldn't move on. It starts being... Now they start adding a lot of names and definitions, the new definitions. We shouldn't continue. It's exactly an hour. That's good. It's enough. We will get confused. Now it starts being the different names of the degrees. What, Grandpa? Do you like that or not? Yes, okay. You're putting your heart, your hand on your stomach, not on your heart. Yes? Rav, can I ask a question about those three names of Ekia that we never read about? Ekia of Yudin and Alephin and that? What we read? I read in the Zohar a passage that says that they ascribe those three names of Ekia to the three exiles. No, we don't want to go there. I shouldn't ask about that? No. You're not just asking about discernments. You want us to scrutinize the upper providence, how these Ekie work for us in our world, in our time, etc. So don't take our time, don't take our world. Take the entire system, the way it works, without ascribing yourself to it. And then you can read what might happen. How the upper one lowers his achab, how does he operate by that, how does he give this veer, etc. But if you start getting into it with the way you feel, oh, it's these exiles or those exiles, you'll get confused. Take only the states. Don't even call it exiles. The fact that we're in a system, then we start transforming the situations in the system to our times, our periods, and then we already relate it to men, to our life here. And this is what then confuses us. A system is a system. That's how it works. So, when people are in the system, they interpret it with respect to themselves. But for them, the language is different. Exiles, different situations of people. It is better if we will determine it according to the definitions of the system. We will have less of a mess. You're talking about the same things, but technically, then. Not from behalf of the man down below, the way it is for him at home, in the family, in a certain time, going through a crisis, this way, that way. Rather, it is a system that is built and exists in a certain way. Then everything will be concrete and clear. However, if we go out to dissemination, then we have to speak in a different language. But for ourselves, we need to get used to get used to being in a style or using a vocabulary that comes from the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's what I recommend. Exiles. Well, what we now learned, right? When the half of the upper one is inside the lower one, and it gives the lower one a feeling of emptiness, that he has nothing, and indeed he has nothing, because the lower one has to start coming closer to him. Then, according to the times, it gives the lower one more and more and more. According to the Shemot that appear in the lower one, it gives the lower one in his emptiness a greater and greater feeling of shattering, let's say, of helplessness until there is a ruin, etc. This is all the revelation of the emptiness from the Ahab of the upper one. Now the question is, can we awaken quickly, and even with a small deficiency that we feel from the Ahab of the upper one, the emptiness, we start reading Man, then we are immediately saved. If we are not aware of it, then we have to get harsher awakenings. So then the Ahab of the upper one must disclose the emptiness in it more and more. To explain it on the Ahab of the upper one is easier for me with respect to our Kelim. And it is more clear than where it stems from and how, rather than speaking of the exiles in this world, etc. All right, we're moving to moving to Rabash, the social writings, Rabash social writings, page 14, article Love of Friends. Again, we're going to be reading from Rabash, the social writings, page 14, Love of Friends.
Lai lai la lai la lai 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 la lai la lai.